How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Leo Makelam, KCBS Foodie Champ, RT Bistro, San Francisco, California. Chefs Evan and Sarah Rich, good to see you guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Amazing.
I'm great because I'm still in a state of joy from the dinner I had here just a few nights ago in your opening couple of weeks here at RT Bistro. For those who don't know, firstly, Sarah, I'll ask you, RT Bistro, what's behind the name? What's it all about?
Well, we have Rich Table. We have RT Rotisserie, so RT Bistro, it's got to have the RT on it.
We're very simple namers. You know. We don't put a lot of thought into it.
Keep it simple, silly.
Exactly, yeah.
See, I said silly, not dummy. Because
yeah.
I knew you were about to cook for me. Always be nice to the chef.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't want to cut Sarah off, but we said RT Bistro so that it kind of invoked that thought of a bistro for you. And you knew kind of you were going to come into this tight, lively atmosphere with familiar food. And so the one thing that we wanted to do is base the bistro off of San Francisco, California, Northern California, and have the influences of that kind of dictate what the menu was. And we didn't want to make it a traditional French bistro. You know, when you come in, you kind of feel that little traditional kind of, you know, nods to tradition, but, you know, we put our own take on a lot of it.
The bistro is the vibe,
not necessarily
the menu.
Is there anything French on the menu?
I mean, you know, one dish that we just put on the menu is kind of a nod to the traditional croque monsieur, right? But we call it a Cali croque, and it's a slice of our sourdough bread with wild fennel in there. And it's got a date butter with steamed broccoli and then our California cheddar blend on top. We put that in the wood fire oven and then we finish it with confit lemon and some fresh herbs. And so it's our version of the Cali croque.
I want the garden grows.
The croque monsieur.
Yeah, sorry.
Oui, monsieur. Monsieur Bougon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the garden grows, what the market offers up is what ends up on the menu here. I know the market is very important, so this is a market-driven menu. Maybe not in the same way as Rich Table, but definitely the market matters, right?
Absolutely. The market is the heart of what we do. We couldn't be here without all of the beautiful stuff that we can find there, so definitely is a big part of what we do here at RT Bistro.
Drop a few names here for me, Chef Evan. On the menu, we will find from the apps to the mains to the sweet endings.
Sure. So one of the things we do is we call it a crab thermidor. And so it's based off of the traditional idea of what a thermidor should be, but it's non-traditional. I mean, we use shared culture, kombu garlic miso. We add a little local cheese into it, some of our breadcrumbs, and we use some pomelo from the market, and we bake it all up, and it comes out really delicious. You know, that we do a pasta dish that's called a one-layer lasagna, and so we get these beautiful honey nut squash from the market, and then we get a truffle tome from Point Reyes, and we bake it up, and, you know, we bake it in the wood fire, and it's a beautiful thin-layered lasagna, creamy, decadent, you know, over the top. Entrees, what we call a California or Bay Area larange, and so it's based off of the traditional idea of the French duck larange, but we brought in that San Francisco kind of sweet and sour, you know, influence to it, and, you know, it really resonates well. We actually serve a side of steamed rice with it that we bake in the oven, and that rice is Luna rice, which is grown right up in Sacramento, and it's really a beautiful product that we like to feature.
I'm drooling because I had both those dishes the other night. So good. Heavenly. Or as we say back in England, top of the pops. The burger. Got to talk about the burger.
Oh, the burger is delicious. It is a big, fat, juicy patty from Olivier. slightly aged. So really meaty, really umami, really unctuous flavor. We have a house-made brioche bun with sesame seeds that we bake off every day fresh. Dill-pickled onions, add a little sour, a little sweet to it, and our Arte Bistro sauce that goes right on it, and our own sort of blend of cheese, cheddar cheese.
Going to talk about the sweet ending. Let's have you talk about that, Evan. We know your favorite sweet ending.
So one of my favorite things on the menu as far as desserts are concerned, we do creme brulee, right? So coming into a bistro, a creme brulee is just natural, but we've done it in a really kind of California style where we make a California cheesecake creme brulee. And so the base is made with fresh goat cheese. We blend it up. We, you know, put it into the creme brulee plate. I don't know what. The creme brulee dish.
Ramekin.
The ramekin.
It's been a long day. I'm sorry. And then we bake it, and then we use the creme brulee, the sugar, and we brulee it on top. And it comes with a side of Douglas fir shortbread cookies. And so it's just, you know, not, you know, it has the same kind of vibe and feel as a regular creme brulee, but it's really, you know, geared towards us specifically, you know, California kind of, you know, embracing that.
Hey, y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Last couple of questions, but I have to talk about sustainability. When people talk about sustainability, they talk about food. But sustainability also means about your employees, your staff members, being able to have a good living and a good living situation. And I know word got out this week about some neighbors upstairs who don't have a very big commute, thanks to you guys. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so we had the opportunity to rent the apartments upstairs, and, you know, we decided, you know, we're always in search of great people. We're always in search of kind of recruiting really amazing people to work with. You know, it's the reason why we're able to do what we do is because of the people we work with. And so, you know, there's always issues with apartments, expenses, and stuff like that. And so with this opportunity, we thought, let's furnish it and create a great opportunity to help attract people and give, you know, a cheaper rent to some of the employees who we work with. And, you know, at this point, we're getting, you know, a couple local people, a couple people moving from around the country, and some, you know, culinary students from around the world. And it's, you know, just a group of like-minded people living upstairs who are all going to work with us. And, you know, diversity is kind of what inspires us and helps push the menu and, you know, creates great ideas. And so it's just this, it works well for them, it works well for us. And so hopefully, you know, it helps bring new people to San Francisco and gives more opportunity for people.
You know, one of the guys who lives up there, I overheard him weeks ago talking about where he used to live. He would get up at 5 a.m. to then catch the train, to then walk from the train station here. And it was, you know, a very long morning for him before he would even get his day started at work. And now he walks downstairs. And I think it's a much better situation for him. And he's super happy. And we're happy that we can provide that for him.
And he even pays less. So it works out.
It's a wonderful thing. And on his day off, if you need him, you just get the broom bang on the ceiling.
Absolutely.
We separate. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Come on. It is a wonderful thing. Last word, friends listening. If you've not been to RT Bistro, chefs Evan and Sarah, tell folks why they should come.
RT Bistro is just a super cozy, warm spot. It feels so welcoming. It feels so nice to sit in here. I know the food is very delicious. We're really proud of everything we put out. And I think it's kind of like no other place in the city. So
RT Bistro to me is, you know, an amazing restaurant that I want to eat at. You know, we build restaurants that we really are excited about and we want to eat at. And, you know, I think RT Bistro is a great expression of that. And people seem to really enjoy it, so we'd love to have everybody come in and see what we're doing.
Friends, come one, come all, do yourself a favor. You will leave with a happy tummy, and you want to come back again and again. It's an any day of the night restaurant you can come to, RT Bistro, San Francisco, California. More on the RT Bistro story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.